Welcome back to Design Behind the Mask. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe, like, tell a friend, leave comments. Honestly, leave comments just so I know there's people listening. Where should you leave comments? Wherever you see this post, whether it be on Blue Sky or Threads or LinkedIn or my website, carlwaldron.com, which you can find all of my writing and my work and just all the cool stuff I try to do. Leave comments so I know that there are people listening. I prefer nice comments. I'll just delete mean ones, but maybe I'll answer them if they're... I'll answer critiques. I won't answer mean stuff. Mean stuff is unnecessary. Everyone's really mean these days. I don't need that. So I'll just delete those, and you'll never get your recognition. I won't even read it, so it won't even matter. So if I see it going sideways, just know that I won't know your name. I won't know your mean comment. It'll just go into the ether. You'll be talking to yourself. Like I am probably talking to myself right now. They found the money. There was a discretionary fund somewhere. Maybe it's illegal that I'm tapping into this fund, but we got enough money for between 12 and 20 minutes for this episode. So let's see if we make it there. Hopefully we don't go over. If we go under, we might be able to salvage some money for another episode after this. So with that, today's episode is Year in Review 2025. It's still pretty early to be calling it a dunzo on the year, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired. 2025 has been the longest short year of my adult life. It really has been. I feel like it was just January. I just did Christmas, and now Christmas is around the corner. Not to date this episode, but I'm dating it with the title and the topic. So I'm here in the holiday season, looking back on my year, and I'm very proud of, you know, my family, my friends, and the work that I've done, the team that I'm working with at my job. I'm very proud of all of them. Incredible people I work with. We did some really amazing things. I got, you know, made a lot of good contacts. A lot of great people I work with. But, and there is a but, and it's more on me than anything else. I haven't done enough design personally this year that I feel comfortable talking about. I've done a lot of directing, creative directing, but I haven't done a lot of hands-on stuff. My days have not been filled with InDesign and Illustrator and sketching and kind of, you know, mapping stuff out. There's a lot of sketching, but it's more in service of my designers doing things. But for me, I had a fun project that I worked on with a colleague, a friend. The project was Karma Advisory. So go check them out, karmaadvisory.com. We redid their branding, their colors, their website. I also did some work for another buddy for Life ID, L-I-I-F-E ID. Did their website port from Squarespace to WordPress, and both proud of both projects. I think they came out great, but that was it. I didn't do a whole lot of my own stuff this year, and this is coming off of a 2024 where I created one of my favorite projects, which was Fate of the Spectre, the DC Comics mock trading card game. I think those came out great, and I spent all year working on those things in 2024, and I'm looking back on my year now, and I've had multiple, almost countless ideas that I should have executed this year, but damn it if I wasn't just busy and tired. Like, three kids will take a lot of energy out of you. The world at large will just kind of drain you, and then you're also working and, you know, trying to stay healthy, and I mean, it's just a constant assault on your psyche. You hit your head on the pillow at night, and then you get up and you do it all over again, and you kind of forget to carve out time for yourself to do things that you love. And I love design. I do. I love creating things. I love making things people enjoy. I love working with type and color. I love making logos. I really, really want to get into working on, you know, pop culture and, you know, comic book logos and posters and collateral and stuff. Just getting my hands dirty in that arena. And I swore to myself at the end of 24, when I was done with that trading card mock-up, I was like, I'm going to dig deeper, make some other stuff this year, in 25, that will stand out to the people in charge. And I can get, you know, I can get some side stuff that'll, you know, fulfill that joy. And it didn't work out that way. It just didn't. And that's okay. It's okay. 26 is a new year, and I'm going to use both this podcast, this specific episode, as motivation to be like, hey, you missed 25. It flew by you like a runaway train in that movie Unstoppable. Have you seen that movie? It's really good. Just blew by you, but that's okay, because you can catch another train, and you can do it. I did have some fun ideas for projects. One was Inked Panels, which was going to be a monthly comic book club where each month was themed. So I think one month was like the Absolute month, where we would just read Absolute DC comics and discuss them in the book club. And then I think one month was Big Ass Robots. We were just reading comics and maybe even a manga about just mechs and whatever. Maybe even play some games where you play as a mech. Who knows? I got the initial stages done. I did some logo work, and it never really panned out the way I wanted it to. I did kind of a mock website, and I was like, it's okay. I tried to get it, you know, in, and then it fell off quick, because man, oh man, it is hard to gain an audience to do anything. Anything. This podcast, for instance, I don't know how many people listen to this. I could be just talking to myself. But starting a book club on the internet, it's both incredibly easy to access everyone and also just damn near impossible to engage with anybody. With the state of social media and SEO, how it is, and, you know, AI bots everywhere. You don't even know if you're talking to me. You don't know who I am. Am I real? I just floated into the matrix in my mind. Do you even think that I'm real? Flesh and blood? Is this just an algorithm talking? I don't want to get you down this road. Don't. I'm a real person. I swear it. Like, how do you prove it? How do you prove it? I'm going down a dark road. Veering back up. We're going to take 26. We're going to use 26 to accomplish some goals. We're going to find projects that are, you know, passionate to me. Like one project I started today, actually, that I think will be a really cool thing in 26 is piggybacking off of that idea that I had with the Fate of the Spectre. I almost say Fate of the Furious. Another good movie. Piggybacking off of that trading card game, I'm going to start my own trading cards, collectible trading cards. It's called Deck of Heroes and Deck of Villains. And basically, it'll be wholly original characters that, you know, they'll have their art on the front of the card. And then on the back of the card, they will have stats like old 90s X-Men cards. And then a little lore bit about who the character is. And basically, it'll give people, you know, if this becomes a real product that people enjoy and want to buy, you can collect all, I think it's the base set in my, not my mind, like that I worked out was 150 cards of, you know, heroes and villains and artifacts and rivalries and locations and all these different types of cards, you know, reminiscent of the 1990s X-Men cards. And all the lore and stuff on the back of the cards will be, you know, a way for you to learn about this world that I'm building through this trading card series. And each series will introduce a new bit of you know, depth to the universe, culminating in, I think it was series 3, where, you know, a lot of reveals would happen. And then if you collect all the cards, you'll see, you know, the tapestry of this universe I'm thinking of. So I started the groundwork for that. I started writing a bunch of stuff down. So that's exciting. Hopefully to get that off the ground. Also, a project from 2 or 3 years ago, because time is meaningless to me now, Hungy. I'm bringing that bad boy back. I finished the app. It actually works. I just don't know where to deploy the app. I don't know where to host it. My current host does not play well with Python, so I have to find a new host for that. And on top of that, I created an app that gives you random like Dungeons and Dragons, but that's copyright. Random tabletop RPG prompts for single player RPGs. I don't have a name for it yet, but I did code it and it's ready. So yeah, once I find a host, if you know of a good host that is inexpensive, that can host some Python and React apps, let me know and I'll look at them. So let me know in the comments if you have any good hosts, if you're a dev and you know anything about that. Secondly, if you know any projects that I should take on, like custom projects, like ideas for things to design, to just get my creative juices flowing through the holiday season and into 26, I'd love to hear those. And anything else you want to say, if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you don't have to tell me. You could just not say things, and I'll get it from that. Positive reinforcement. Let me know what you want to hear on this show. We've reached 12 minutes, so I think I've reached a good point to say I'm done with this episode. Again, still figuring out how to close this episode up consistently, but thank you so much for listening. I have been your host, CW. Make sure to head over to carlwaldrum.com so you can see versions of all the things I talked about here today and eventually, and you know, old work and writing and videos and all a bunch of stuff. I'm turning my website into a little content hub for myself, because you know, life is short and I'm tired of trying to create multiple websites. So head over to carlwaldrum.com, say what's up, drop me a line, leave a comment, tell a friend, share this show with multiple people. And thank you again. And if we find some money to get more episodes done, another one will show up on your feed if this is in a feed. So until next time, question mark, to be continued.